could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and I'm a doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California, for over 27 years, and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you this week to my radio show, and it's called Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week, I'm so glad to welcome Sherry Kersey. Sherry, are you there?
I am, Dr. Iris. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, I'm so glad you're with us today. And I'd like to introduce Sherry to all of you. Sherry is with Total Thermal Imaging of Orange County and has had an acute appreciation for alternative healthcare for all of her life. When she discovered radiation-free thermography that could detect patterns revealing the earliest stages of abnormalities, things from hormonal imbalances, cancerous tissues, at the earliest detection in many disease processes, she decided to devote herself towards spreading the word that prevention, not only detection, can save lives. It's amazing, Sherry. That's Total right. Thermal of OC is proud to work in unison with a Dr. Gregory Melvin, who is a board-certified doctor for over the last 20 years. Sherry, I am so happy to have you on my show today.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And if you can just start by, I saw after your name, you have some letters here, and it says CCT. Can you explain what that stands for, first of all?
Absolutely. The CCT stands that I am clinically certified as a technician of thermography.
I see. And this Dr. Melvin is the doctor who actually reads the thermographies. Is that correct?
That's correct. Like you mentioned, he's board certified. He's been reading thermography reports for over 20 years. And what's exciting, Dr. Iris, is he does the entire body, not just the breast.
Wow, that's great. Okay, yes. So to start with, so many people really don't know what thermography is. Can you describe what thermography is?
Absolutely. We're trying to get the word out there. We're trying to educate people about the wonderful tool of thermography. Basically, in a nutshell, it's basically a tool that creates a digital map of our bodies. It illustrates heat patterns. And these patterns, Dr. Iris, they can detect some condition of abnormality. It also uses a scanning type infrared camera that measures your body surface temperature. And really, it presents this as a digitized image. And then these images, which are called thermograms, they be analyzed for abnormalities. And it can be a sign of disease if something is asymmetrical or it's not symmetrical. It's not the same. Since our body is thermetrically symmetrical, if it's in a normal process, then these asymmetries, they can really indicate problems. One of these being if our body is under distress, for instance, then we have a skin temperature outline or a response in our body that's really different from the part of the body that's involved. And so let's say one part of our body is cold, or one part is hotter than the rest, then it may mean that disease then is present. And really what we want to do, doctor, is we really want to show the precursors to cancer. This is what we want to see this 8 to 10 years before detected by other methods, because we want what's our goal is prevention before detection, while we have options other than, say, chemo, cancer, surgery, radiation. We want to catch these things while we have options.
Okay, got it. So is thermography, when you get the procedure, is it painful at all to have done?
Absolutely not. It's compression-free, it's pain-free, it's radiation-free. There is absolutely no physical contact.
I see. And what is basically the difference between thermography and mammography? Most of us women are used to being told we need to have our mammography done, what, every year, every 2 years, correct?
Well,
what is the difference?
There's a lot of differences. Let's talk about mammography for a minute. The Cancer Prevention Coalition, they actually state that mammography exposes the body to the equivalent of radiation of over 1,000 times a typical chest X-ray. So we're then exposing radiation-induced cancer to our bodies. Another interesting point about mammography is that we all know, if we've experienced one, that when you go in, it can compress your breast tightly and often very, very excruciatingly painfully. And if you did have an existing malignant cell, it could lead to a lethal spreading of that cell. So, Sherry,
I hate to interrupt you, but that is a very interesting point. So is it possible that somebody may not even know they have, God forbid, breast cancer, and they're going for their routine mammography, and you're saying that if they get a mammography, then that could spread the cancer? Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's correct. I mean, doesn't it stand to reason? If you take a water balloon and you compress it to a certain point, what's going to happen? So something that can be contained in its original state, once we puncture it, we open it, you know, manipulate that, it can lead to a spreading of it if it's malignant. Yes.
That is so significant and very scary.
Yes, it is. And don't we all really, with thermography, that this is the wonderful thing about thermography, doctor. It's comfortable. It's safe. There's no radiation, like we discussed. There's no compression. Any kind of signs of possible cancer or let's say cancerous cell growth can be detected up to 10 years before being discovered by other methods that are out there. And don't we all want to prevent cancer while we still have our options available to us to clear it up before we're reduced to surgery or chemotherapy? Don't we want to prevent that?
Of course. Let's say if a woman was diagnosed, or a man was diagnosed with cancer and has had treatment, can they still receive and get the thermography evaluation?
Absolutely. I would actually highly recommend it, because wouldn't you want to categorize or catalog the response to the treatment that you're getting and the success of that, and see how your body is actually responding to the treatment or the various treatments that you're receiving? Yes.
I see. And would it make sense to do that, considering somebody who has had cancer would want to hopefully do what they can to prevent cancer from reoccurring again?
Absolutely. And like I said, you would work along with your health practitioner to see the prognosis, how your body is responding. If it wasn't responding to a certain treatment, whether it be conventional or let's say alternative, you would want to have an opportunity to see your body responding to that and then adjust your therapy from there.
Sure. Now, you mentioned a little bit earlier, and I wanted to clarify something. We've been talking specifically about breast cancer, but what about other conditions that thermography is used for?
Oh, absolutely. There's so many, doctor, common conditions for thermal imaging. Let's kind of discuss a few briefly. Of course, we talked about breast disease. Now, something interesting, inflammatory breast disease. This is something that will not show up on an X-ray because it's a virus. How do you pick up a virus on an X-ray? Well, this is something, as we know, thermography is inflammation-based, so we can pick up the temperature differences. Bursitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, heart disease, internal carotid insufficiency, let's say infectious diseases, something I find interesting, the autoimmune based on inflammation, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, those are things that can be common conditions for thermal imaging. Let's say stroke screening. TMJ, ruptured disc, I could go on and on. Neuropathy, periodontal, these are all things. I highly recommend people go to my website for a complete list, which is www.totalthermaloc.com, and you can get a more complete list of the common conditions for thermal imaging.
I see. Sherry, can you just repeat that website again for our listeners?
Absolutely. It's www.totalthermal, T-H-E-R-M as in Mary, A-L-O-C.com. And there's a complete list of just many, many, many common conditions that respond to thermal imaging.
Okay. So let's say somebody would like to have a thermogram done. Can you explain the procedure of what happens in an appointment?
I can. First of all, there's some simple protocols that we recommend before you get your thermal imaging. We recommend that there's no shaving, that basically there's no sunbathing or exercising, no lotions, no smoking or eating and drinking for 2 hours prior. And that way we're able to get an accurate reading of the thermography report. When you come in, it's a very, very relaxed and casual setting. It's something that you don't have to stress about. There's no pain again. There's no compression. We typically use female technicians to do that, especially if you're with a woman. Now, if you were a man, interesting enough, you could have, of course, a gentleman do the prostate. Include that in your exam if you wished. But we want to make our people as comfortable as possible. In the thermal screening, if you were to just come in and say do the breast, you would just get the breast scan and the lymph nodes underneath the arms. But typically most people, doctor, they're concerned with the whole entire body, because breast cancer does not usually, most doctors would agree in the alternative setting, begin with the breast. It begins with the digestive tract. So if we're able to look at the abdomen, the ovaries, the uterus, the large and small intestines, kidneys, stomach, etc., we're able to see what the whole body is doing. And that's very, very helpful. And that's what Dr. Melvin has been doing for 20 years. So typically most people want from the cranium to the pelvic area, and that includes a full breast session for women.
Wow. So in other words, you're saying that the procedure, you have two choices. You could either get an evaluation done just of the breast or cranium to pelvis.
That's correct.
Which, that is very new. I have never heard of that before. I've always known of thermograms for the breast, but not necessarily for the cranium to the pelvis.
That's
very exciting.
Right. It is exciting that we have all that information at our disposal.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So when you go for the appointment, is the room set up in a certain way? How does that look like to a patient?
Absolutely. When you come in for your appointment, it's a very carefully monitored environment. We have to keep the temperature either between 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, which equates out to 68 to 72 degrees Fahrenheit, ideally. And that way we're able to equilibrate your body. We're able to cool you down. We want to have an accurate reading. Then I would give you a loose-fitting gown, and I would cool your skin down to the room temperature. You would have complete privacy. And then at that point, we would fill out a brief questionnaire where we're able to talk about some of your conditions that you're experiencing. And that way we could submit that to the reading doctor and allow your body to stabilize to the room temperature while we're filling that out. At that point, we would focus the infrared camera on your body. We would obtain images. Again, pain-free. We don't touch you. There's no compression. And then we would submit this to the reading doctor for interpretation. And it either would take maybe 20 minutes if you're doing the breast and lymph nodes, or if you were doing the woman's or men's health screening, it could take from 30 to 45 minutes for that. But it's a very comfortable setting.
That's wonderful. We are going to take a break, a very brief break, in just a little bit. But before we do that, I have one more question to ask you.
Yeah.
You're just talking about the setting. How many images do you actually take when you're looking at doing this evaluation?
Yes, good question. If I was doing the breast and lymph nodes, it typically is 6 to 8 images. If I'm doing the cranium to the pelvic, it typically is from between 18 and 22 images that would be submitted. So you're getting a whole wealth amount of information from that screening.
That's amazing. Okay, yeah. Great. So we are going to take a very brief break in just a little bit, and we will be back with Sherry Kersey with some more fabulous information on thermography. So just stay tuned. everybody. I'd like to welcome you back to our Tuesdays at 2 radio show. Today we have had Sherry Kersey with us, and Sherry has been speaking about thermography and the differences between thermography and mammography. And it has been quite fascinating for me to learn so much about what Sherry is doing and how she is educating our community on alternative medicine. And so, Sherry, are you there?
I certainly am. Thank you.
Great. Okay, so a few more questions I'd like to ask you. When you get a thermogram done, what is included with the screening? So in other words, someone gets a thermography evaluation done, and then they leave the facility. And what happens after that?
Absolutely. With the woman's health screening, which we discussed already would include the cranium to the pelvic, all the major organs, and the full breast session, you would go through that. You get your full color images. We would send that report to the doctor for diagnosis, and then he would send back a full report from there with his thermal findings. And then he would also send his comments and recommendations. Along with those recommendations, doctor, he would have a protocol that he'd be recommending. And some of this recommendation, let's say, would maybe include normalizing your intestinal tract, for instance, because as we all know, disease can begin in the gut. If we're not ridding our body of toxins, we're not getting rid of these pesticides, these things we're taking in on a daily basis, then it can lead to disease. So he would make certain recommendations based on what he sees to help normalize that. Now, if when you do get your full report back, which is a written report with colored images, then we would review the report together with the technician or even the doctor. Some people have questions that the technician is not qualified to answer. And so at that point in time, we would connect you with the doctor and you'd be able to have a phone consultation, which I might add is included with the report, which is, I think, phenomenal to be able to get on the phone with the doctor and to be able to go over the results of a test that you took. When do you hear of that?
That is amazing, Sherry, because when you get a mammogram done, they don't give you this big report. They just tell you if it's positive, negative. You don't hear much from that, from my understanding.
That's right. Do you get recommendations on things you can do for breast health, for instance? No. You don't get recommendations. So we're working to prevent something from getting to a point where we have very few options. So you really get a wealth of information from this thermography report. And it's really a terrific aid, like I pointed out, to bring to your practitioner that can also work along with the thermograph report towards your road to health.
That is amazing. So can you give a little bit more of some examples? You're saying things along detoxification. You mentioned digestive health. Does he actually give you diet recommendations?
No, he does not. He does not give you diet recommendations. The recommendations, like I said, are basically along the line of intestinal health. And I always fully encourage people to share this with their health practitioner because they're able to do, you know, to look at the results of how you're responding to various things. They have your history. They're able to monitor you, you know, as a patient, how you're responding to these treatments. But he would make recommendations on normal the intestinal tract, ridding these toxins, which is a large part of our disease, clearing the lymph system, for instance, all these things that would respond and then we're able to retest and see how the breast and the body is responding to the recommendations that the doctor has given.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I trust that thermography is valid. Have there been studies done actually showing the validity of thermography?
Many, many studies. Unfortunately, it's taking a little bit of time to get the word out there, but women are starting to be very educated about the fact that radiation can cause cancer. We can thank people like Suzanne Summers. Dr. Oz has had a segment. Oprah had a segment on it. We can thank that. That information is getting out there that women need to protect their breast health and radiation can cause cancer. And there are many diagnostic methods out there that are very valuable. I'm not saying they're not valuable, but we just want to realize that with thermal imaging, since it is radiation-free, there's no concern there. It's been used for many years, doctor, by the military to assist in seeing below the surface where the human eye can't see. Since 1982, the FDA has approved digital infrared thermal imaging as a useful tool. Since 1987, the AMA, American Medical Association, has on scientific affairs has appreciated it, along with the ACA Council on Diagnostic Imaging, and even the Congress of Neurosurgeons since 1990 has appreciated the value of medicine and rehab involving diagnostic tools of thermography. So it's starting to really become something that people are hearing about. I think they're starting to appreciate, because you're not just getting your breasts only. You're going in and you're getting a full body image, if you will, of what's going on with your body. And you have an opportunity to clear that up and keep yourself in,
Sure. I just heard, Sherry, about something called digital palpation.
Yes.
Can you tell me the difference between digital palpation and the thermography work that you're involved with?
I actually just heard about that as well, and I've done some reading. I've watched the videos on it. It actually seems like a great tool out there. I was quite impressed with it, being that it's radiation free. That's a wonderful thing for women, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing. This is the difference. Something like that, we would presume to catch something after the fact. It would presume to be a diagnostic tool. When we go in for an ultrasound, we go in for a mammogram, we go in for these other tools, it's really after the fact. That it's not preventative. With thermography, we're trying to prevent it from being a mass that those other techniques are going to diagnose. We really want to prevent it, not diagnose it. And so that would be the difference with thermography. We have a lot of work that we can do on the body as we see vascular changes occurring before it gets to the point, hopefully, that you're there and you actually have a mass, and then you have to make limited decisions on how to battle that, if you will.
Sure, sure. Makes sense. And just out of curiosity, does insurance cover thermography?
Many times, you know, it's unfortunate. Many times it does not. Wouldn't it seem right and fair that preventative would be something that would be covered?
Yes.
Imagine the money that they could save, the billions of dollars, if we could prevent people from having to go through surgery, prevent people from having to go through chemotherapy. Up to this point, typically it is not covered. Again, I'd like to point out, though, when you do go in for your covered maybe mammography or your mammogram that may be covered by your insurance, you're only looking at the two breasts, even a limited scope of that. When you go in for a thermogram, you're capable of getting from the entire body. You can actually get from the head to the toe, and you get so much information that you can share with your health practitioner for really a very affordable, considering all the information that you're going to get. And again, not suffering from any radiation, pain, or compression at that point.
It's just amazing. So can you share with our listeners the approximate cost of getting a thermography done?
I can. Typically, for just the, say, breasts and the lymph nodes only, we would charge $299 for that, for the full breast session. Along again with that, you would get the full report, the colored images, and the recommendations, and the doctor's consult with that if you need it. If you did the woman's or the men's health screening, which is cranium to pelvic area, and that also includes a full breast session for the woman, that would be $349. But I'm really excited, Dr. Iris, to bring out that we're having a terrific special this month, because as we all know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. So we're having a terrific special that if you book one woman's health screening, you get the second one for 50% off. So this is something that we want to take advantage of. We want to share this with our friends, our mates. Don't we want all of them to benefit from thermography and have these preventative benefits? So we're really excited to offer this special during the month of October at Rosenfeld Wellness Clinic.
Okay, great. So you're saying that a thermography for one person is $299 for the breast, mm-hmm. and it would be approximately $150 additional for two, which would make it approximately $450 for two people, or approximately $350 plus $175 for two people to have the full cranial to pelvis, and that would be $525. Okay,
that's
great.
Correct. And how much information are we getting from that you can share with your practitioner?
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, Sherry, well, we only have a few minutes left to our show.
Okay.
And my show basically is about changing people's attitudes and with the information you've given us today, I am very impressed, and I certainly hope that our listeners have learned a lot. But I would like you to share two ways that when people hang up the phone, or I shouldn't say hang up the phone, is shut their computer down today, two ways that our listeners can improve their attitude today after listening to you.
Love it. You know, two of the things that are nearest and dearest to my heart, Doctor, ways to improve my personal attitude. First, I firmly believe I'm working on my close relationships, those closest to me. That would be my parents, my mate, my children, my dearest friends, my siblings, and even my coworkers would fall into that. They're the biggest source of our happiness or even our stressors. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
I want to appreciate those. I want to show them and I want to tell them every day, every opportunity. I don't want to take that love for granted. Things happen in life. So I really, one of the things I want to do is make them feel important. Mm-hmm. The second thing that's very important to me, and it's particularly probably in the morning as I'm getting my day started, I like to take some time and meditate or reflect on the things and the blessings in my personal life that I truly appreciate. Maybe it could be goals that I've reached personally or challenges I've overcome. Maybe my professional life. I want to concentrate on the things that are positive that make me feel good. Maybe I've managed my health well this year. That's something to be excited about. You know, our support system. We just want to take a daily routine. We want to appreciate the things that are precious to us that we have and the things that we can be grateful for and simmer with that and do it often.
I love it, Sherry. So two ways that, let me repeat that Sherry just said, to improve your attitude would be to work closely with your relationships. In other words, really take time for the people that are most important in your life and begin each day being grateful and think positive about what you do have in life that makes your heart sing. That's what I call it.
Yes.
And Sherry, before we end, we have one more minute left. Can you, how can somebody contact you?
Oh, that's a good one. That's very important. They can contact me on my website. It's www.totalthermaloc.com.
Can you repeat that and spell that, please?
www.total, it's T-O-T-A-L, thermal, T-H-E-R-M-A-L.com. I'm sorry, I left out the O-C. I don't know my own address. Totalthermaloc.com.
Great.
But my personal email is great, too, and that's Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-I, at totalthermaloc.com. Even for questions or give me a call anytime or send me a little message on my email. I'd love to speak with whoever's out there who's trying to get informed about the benefits of thermography.
That's wonderful. Sherry, I want to thank you so very much for being on my show today and sharing this wonderful information. Just to repeat, if you would like to get more information about thermal imaging, go to Sherry's website, www.totalthermaloc.com, or contact her, Sherry, at totalthermaloc.com. My name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld. If you'd like to contact me, my email is dr.iris@earthlink.net. And we look forward to seeing you on the second Tuesday in October. Until then, be well.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Right away, soon as it shows, it'd make them cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what.